And we mean action now.
Hi there, dear listeners of Ready to Havana, Cuba. This is Mike Hudson with Connecting the Dots, bringing life to background information to understand our present history. Today, we're connecting the dots between John Negroponte, murder of Vietnam, Central America, and John Negroponte, murder of Iraq. John Negroponte was sent as Foreign Service officer to Vietnam in 1964. That shaped 10 to 12 years of my career, he declared in an interview. In reality, it shaped all his career. It turned him into a seasoned criminal with Foreign Service officer status. The trauma of losing the war in Vietnam was just too much for him. He was the ideal guy with broad criminal experience in Vietnam to be sent to suppress the left movements in Central America. The headquarters was established in Honduras under the dictatorship of General Gustavo Alvarez Martinez. Ambassador Negroponte became head of an enormous U.S. embassy and CIA station in that country with several hundreds of staff members. It was obvious that the U.S. was intent on suppressing all left-wing liberation movements in Central America before it was too late. From 1981 to 1985, the U.S. military aid increased from $4 million to $77 million. He supervised the creation of the air base El Aguacate, which was used as a secret detention and torture center. He supervised Battalion 316, specialized in acting as death squads that included torture, rape, and assassination of hundreds of left-wing suspects and supporters. Other of his feats was to supervise the U.S. effort to eliminate the Sandinista revolution in Nicaragua through establishing, arming, and training the Contras in Honduras in camps close to the border. 60,000 U.S. soldiers and National Guard members in exercises crisscrossed Honduras in military exercises, which in reality was a way of delivering arms to the Contras. The Contras inflicted thousands of losses among dead and wounded in Nicaragua, where the Sandinista Front of National Liberation, after years of fighting the American-backed Somoza dictatorships, was defending their Sandinista revolution. Many Nicaraguans lost their limbs. Around 11% lost one or two of their eyes. 6,000 children became orphans, and 143,000 persons were displaced. John Negroponte was very keen in the work of his close collaborator, Colonel James Steele, who participated actively in implementing the death squads in El Salvador. During the conflict in El Salvador, around 75,000 militants or suspected sympathizers of the Farabundo Martí National Liberation Front were slain by these death squads. Summing up, Ambassador John Negroponte said, "I believe we must do our best not to allow the tragic outcome of Indochina to be repeated in Central America."
Now is the moment. Now is the moment. Come on.
Connecting the dots. After the American invasion of Iraq, and when the resistance movement started growing, who happened to be the ideal diplomat to occupy a huge embassy and an enormous CIA station again? This time, the U.S. mission had 3,000 staff members. Who was it heading the U.S. mission related to the embassy and CIA station in Iraq? It was the ineffable criminal with the diplomatic coat, John Negroponte. This time, he brought in his collaborators from Vietnam and Central America to supervise the Salvadorian option for Iraq. Robert Stephen Ford was in charge of contacting the Cheats and Kurd militia, especially outside of the Green Zone, and was advisor to the special Iraqi security forces within the Ministry of Interior. He trained members of the Badr organization and the Mahdi army, and also Lobo Brigade, composed of cheats. The organizations were to identify and kidnap leaders and resistance members who were mostly Sunni. Engineers, scientists, and intellectuals were also targeted. Soon there started to appear numerous corpses strewn all about the Baghdad streets. Victims were handcuffed, blindfolded, mutilated with signs of torture, and then shot in the head. Recollecting information and producing a list of those who were leaders, sympathizers, or members of the resistance movement to the American occupation to be tortured and assassinated is characteristic of the programs of U.S. counterinsurgency. What is also a very important aspect of the counterinsurgency programs is setting off one racial, ethnic, or religious group against another. So, special secret commandos of expertly trained snipers are brought into place to shoot members of one group and shoot at members of another group, or even the police, so as to each group blame the other and provoke ethnic or religious hatred and division. There ensued an enhanced repression of the security and police forces. In the same manner, bombs are placed, targeting each group to exacerbate the violence and hate. This U.S. tactic has been implemented over and over again in different countries to create division and strife. His Excellency Ambassador John Negroponte is another U.S. government official that has not been indicted and tried in an international court for war crimes. Even if convicted and sent to hell, I'm sure he'd be burped up again as too hideous and repugnant to be even accepted in hell. Connecting the dots, this is your host, Mike Hudson from Radio Havana, Cuba.
And away!